USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues in its ninth week, the Defense Department held a briefing on Thursday with Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling reporters that the United States will continue to help and provide aid to Ukraine as they continue to fight off Russian forces.
What we're providing is done in full consultation with the Ukrainians, and that they believe that these systems will be helpful to them in the fight in the Donbas. Where and when they employ them and how they employ them, of course, is going to be up to them.
The president announcing Thursday that the United States will be sending another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine to help them fight Russian forces. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said on Thursday that a 50 basis point rate hike will be on the table when the Fed meets next month. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com. 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
Firefighters in Arizona are battling multiple wildfires across the state. Tiffany Davila, the public affairs officer for Arizona's Department of Forestry and Fire Management.
This is typical for our summer season when we start to see that increase in wildfires. But, you know, with that being said, we are starting to see more intense fires, more intense fire behavior, more erratic fire behavior.
The largest wildfire in Arizona is a tunnel fire totaling nearly 20,000 acres. Elon Musk says he has a ton of money ready to go if he decides to move forward with buying Twitter. In a new filing, he revealed $46.5 billion of financial commitments. Musk also saying he's looking at purchasing some or all of Twitter's shares from those currently holding stock in the company. He says this because Twitter's board isn't responding to his initial offer. He previously said he'd buy the social media giant for about $43 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The Department of Justice is appealing the ruling of a federal judge in Florida that struck down the CDC's mask mandate requiring people to wear masks on public transportation, such as planes and trains. Kentucky Republican Congressman Thomas Massey tells Fox News that the CDC is trying to stretch their powers.
I think that Joe Biden should work on trying to establish the CDC's non-existent credibility instead of trying to litigate their non-existent legal authority.
Mike Tyson is in the news again after an incident on a flight.
Former boxing champ Mike Tyson appears to attack an intoxicated airline passenger on a flight that was slated to leave San Francisco for Florida this morning. A witness said that 55-year-old Tyson asked the passenger to leave him alone after initially taking a selfie with his friend. The former heavyweight champ lost his cool when the man didn't stop and delivered a flurry of blows, drawing blood on the antagonizer's forehead. The witness says Mike walked off the plane just seconds later, and the man who was punched received medical attention and then went to police. No word yet from authorities. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The third suspect arrested in connection to a South Carolina mall shooting is being denied bond. A Columbia judge ruling Amari Sincere Jamal Smith will stay in jail. He was charged with attempted murder, 9 counts of assault, and unlawfully carrying a pistol. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.